Ford Motor Company said today it's going to start producing hybrid versions of the Escape SUV next summer. But it's not the first time the company's made such an announcement. There have been several delays already. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to tell us who's making hybrids and who's not is Tess Figlin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Karen. Happy Halloween.
Tess, when might we actually see a hybrid SUV on the road?
Nobody really knows. The auto industry has been talking about it for more than 2 years, but as you mentioned, there's been delay after delay. The Escape was actually supposed to be on sale this year.
Well, if there are already hybrid cars, how hard is it to build a hybrid SUV?
Good question. But actually, the fact that we're talking SUVs is irrelevant, according to Jamie Kipman. He's the New York bureau chief for Automobile Magazine, and it's because the technology is the same, no matter what vehicle you put it in.
The issue is selling hybrids at all and having the technology to be able to do that. Ford Motor Company has been delaying their hybrid cars because they're having trouble making the software work, which is kind of embarrassing since the Japanese have been doing that already for 5 years.
In short, U.S. efforts to get hybrid cars on the road are somewhere between lackluster and non-existent. And the hype over the possibility of a hybrid SUV is really all about marketing.
So then, if the technology exists somewhere, what's the real holdup?
Expense. The car makers basically can't charge people as much as it costs to make these hybrid cars. Toyota and Honda both lost money on first generation of hybrids that they sold. Kitman says Detroit made fun of them at the time and said, we're not going to waste the money. But
the irony is that now Toyota is reportedly going to make money on their second generation Prius. Honda has now started selling Honda Civic hybrids, which they say they make money on. In the intervening time, the big three lost their jump on the technology, so they still can't make money at it. They still don't really know how to do it, and they're falling further and further behind.
Now, of course, there's some pressure coming from Capitol Hill, legislation in the energy bills that would give tax credits for people to buy hybrids. The big three supported that idea, but right now they don't have hybrid cars for people to buy. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're learning how to say trick-or-treat in French and German as Europe joins the Halloween spending parade.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Tess, thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.